At that very moment, we heard the back door open. Mrs. Lester stepped out on the back porch. Her gaze went straight to the... big pile of... Oh, boy. I heard her gasp.
What? Who?
There was a throbbing moment of silence. Then her gaze swept across the yard and, well, more or less landed on me, you might say. I tapped the last 2 inches of my tail and squeezed up a friendly smile as if to say, Feathers? I know nothing about letters, Mrs. Lester. I know nothing about this, terrible crime. No kidding. Her eyes grew wide, then narrowed into slits. She aimed a finger at me and hissed.
I know who did it. You did it.
How did she know? I wilted under the heat of her eyes. I had been exposed. She went on.
That does it, puppy. You've chased my chickens, tormented my cats, and chewed up my slippers. That's it for you. I'm calling the dog catcher.
She went back inside the house and slammed the door. I turned to my mother.
You know, Ma, I've been thinking. Maybe it's time for me to go out into the world and make my own way. What do you think?
She nodded and began pushing me towards the gate.
Splendid idea.
I know you'll miss me.
Oh, yes, of course. Goodbye, Hank.
But, Ma, what about Maggie? I know she'll cry when she hears I've gone.
She'll have to be brave.
Gee, maybe I should tell her goodbye.
I think she'll survive. Now, move along.
But, Ma, what'll I eat? What'll I do?
She gave me a kiss on the cheek and kept pushing me towards the gate.
Go to the livestock auction and find a master. He'll take care of you. Goodbye, son, and try to be a good dog. Stay out of garbage barrels and don't bark at cars.
Sure, Ma, no problem there. Bye-bye.
And with that, I sprinted out of Mrs. Lester's yard and went out to face the big wide world. I was a little scared, but also excited.
Hey, I was a big dog now. I had solved my first major case, the case of the Phantom Ducks, and was ready to find an outfit that would appoint me head of ranch security. Pretty exciting, huh? You bet. I sprinted down the road towards the town of Twitchell. 100 yards down the road, I stopped and waved one last goodbye to my Ma. She yelled something that I couldn't hear. What? Louder, Ma!
She yelled louder this time.
I said, quit standing in the middle of the road like a ninny. You'll get squashed.
Oh, okay, Ma, thanks.
I moved my enormous body out of the middle of the road just in time to avoid getting squashed by a pickup.
Huh? Yikes. It was the Twitchell dog catcher.
And all at once I felt a powerful desire to move along, shall we say.